Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September the 16th, 254th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Stowe, Estelle Fennell.
That's right, that'd be me.
Yeah. Doo-da-doo-da.
Good morning.
Hey, Rich, you weren't here yesterday. I had an epiphany. I'm supposed to say, welcome to Talk Shop, presented in part by Redeck and CDH Painting. There, okay.
Well done.
Yeah, I know. Just a little bit of a pregnant pause. It was tension building.
So Redeck is underwriting this now?
They're advertising it.
Advertising, yeah.
Underwriting sounds so PBS.
This isn't PBS.
No, this is good old-fashioned advertising. Our quote this morning, let's see, you've got a meeting coming up that you probably need. Success would be a good category, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Particularly I'm going to go to the LAFCO. Yes, oh. Success would be wonderful.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. Charles Schwab. You recognize the name?
Okay, yes, I do indeed.
You know, I wonder if their brokerage houses are still around with all these E-Trades and all those other guys. Anyway, our quote from Mr. Schwab. The man who trims himself to suit everyone will soon whittle himself away.
Aha, I really like that one.
Oh,
very wise.
Boy. So yesterday, the Gang of Five stepped out and said, Feds, we know that you don't recognize this stuff. We know that from your perspective, this is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
However, we want you to allow it to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give a little bit of a background on what got into your guys' minds yesterday?
Oh, thank you. Obviously you're referring to marijuana regulation. And in this case, it's medical marijuana still. We don't know what's going to happen in November of 2016. There are very well-founded rumors that there'll be several initiatives that are seeking to legalize it completely. But for now, we're looking at medical marijuana. And what we're doing is we're looking at how we can regulate that in a clearer and better fashion than it has been for the last 20 years, so that both the community and the sheriff and anybody else who's got to deal with will have a better idea of what exactly is allowed and what is not allowed. That's the short story. On 9/11 of all days, last Friday, at the 11th hour, there were three bills that passed the Senate and the Assembly and now go to the governor's desk, and they will regulate medical marijuana at the state level and prep us, if you will, for regulation should it become legal beyond medical.
And that, so up until this point, the state didn't have anything together about medicinal marijuana?
Very, very little. It was
all on the counties?
It was murky, it was muddy, it was nothing. What it really came back down to was Proposition 215, which was for medical marijuana for patients. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it wound up to be a legal defense rather than the legalization. And so, in other words, nobody was, you know what the bottom line was? Nobody was supposed to be making money off of this, which is kind of ridiculous.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the concept of medicinal marijuana or is one that's intriguing for me as somebody who's never tried the stuff and has zero inclination to, not even in my gummy bears. But the the thought, and certainly it's a polarizing, and it's still very emotional, and it's still very California-esque in the legalization concept. Mm-hmm. I mean, you try that in most of the states, and you go to jail. The fact that the state was pretty much allowing these counties to be roadkill and run over for 18, 19, 20 years is, I mean, how can you be a state elected representative of any place in the state and think you're doing even a half good job?
Well, I know. I've been saying for years and years that I wanted the state to step up. I'm very, very happy that they have finally. I know the sheriff is, and you can ask him himself. I think the bottom line is there was no clarity. It was very, very difficult for anybody involved in dealing with this. And so now that they have, I think, you know, if you look back, there was a reluctance because it was a hot potato, if you will. But, you know, if you look at it just purely on a pragmatic level, it was causing a lot of problems. So why not have some clarity so that when the sheriff goes out, he knows, yeah, if I do this, it will be prosecuted. It will go further.
Does it clarify, though?
I believe this will.
Because the sheriff is also responsible for upholding federal law.
Well, but he is... State law now says that this is how we will handle medical marijuana. If the state legalizes, then he's going to have to deal with that as well. But the bottom line is that at least it gives him some kind of clarity where there was none before. And what it does also, which I think a lot of people haven't picked up on yet, is that it now creates businesses where there weren't before. Even dispensaries, though they had the feel of a business, they were collectives. Right now, you can, from when this goes into effect, you'll have business owners who own them. They don't necessarily have to be patients, I don't believe. So you'll have a farmer who grows it, business a dispensary that dispenses it or sells it. You'll have people who manufacture it, etc., etc. So there are several aspects of it now that will be licensed and controlled by several different agencies, the CDFA, California Department of Food and Agriculture. So our local agriculture commissioner will have a part to play. The health department will have a part to play. Department of Pesticide Regulation will have a part to play. So there'll be several different agencies dealing with it. So it's a big challenge now to bring it into some conformity, and that's what the state will be doing in the coming year.
It is. Oh, okay, so it goes into effect January 1?
Yep.
That's the concept?
January 1, and then, so that was why in our discussion yesterday, there's a provision in there that, and which we very much appreciate, which gives the local county some control. And so what it says is that if you're going to have a license to cultivate, you've got to get one from both the local jurisdiction and the state. And it's going into effect as of January 1st at the state level. We get a couple of months up until March 1st, I believe, before we need to have something in place, which is why that was our direction yesterday, is let's get this all taken care of so that we're in place by March 1st and people can get their local licenses.
With alcohol, there are restrictions on where it can be sold.
Mm-hmm.
If this is moving into a business, and pharmaceutical, mm-hmm. Pharmacies also are limited.
Yeah. Oh, this will be limited too.
Does the county have the land use plan?
Yes.
The business plan, whatever it is, so that there are not undue concentrations of these businesses, now that they're businesses, in certain neighborhoods, in certain areas, so that it's easy for folks to get, but you're not getting that impact in certain areas, and then the overlay of the drug-free zones with schools and all those things that we profess to want.
Right.
Are we ready for that?
Well, yes, and that is one of the things we already discussed with regard to the dispensary ordinance. We said, for instance, and we may have to change that to come into compliance with state law, but what we said is we would allow for 15 dispensaries, 5 per region, north, central, and south. And, of course, there's restriction on those as
Once
well.
Once again,
they
we
can't
in the West get
school.
Screwed, huh?
they'll have lots of regulations with regard to their proximity to schools, churches, et cetera, et cetera.
With the five in each district, which seems like a weird number, but okay, let's go with it.
We just landed on it. Yeah.
Okay, fine. When it becomes legalized, does that become then the template for the county, and there'll be five bars, quote unquote, in each of these three areas, and that's it?
I doubt it.
Is ABC going to step in and statewide regulate like they do with alcohol licenses, and it's a battle statewide, and you may not get any, or you may get 25, just depending on how the auction goes?
Yeah,
is the county standing behind as far as that? Because I would think that this thing could be looked at as a template.
Yeah, I think what we have, first of all, we have to look at what the state has come up with regard to that. And then we'll deal with our side.
When we come back, it's 8:30.
Try to get...
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor out of the 2nd, Estelle Fennell. Estelle, we kind of took our break there as you were talking. We were talking a little bit about land ordinances and the permitting and how many and where and all that kind of stuff. It's still an interesting conundrum for me to see that the feds are turning their back and states are passing, and then the state inhabitants or residents perceive that somehow state law trumps federal law. You know, and other than talking about poor education and where's civics and da-da-da-da-da, you know, it would seem to me that it's much to do about nothing until at the federal level we get a couple of the senators. You would think California would be out in front, particularly with Boxer already saying she's not going to run for re-election, that would grow a spine and say, we have to deal with this. We're going to grapple with this thing. You know, Feinstein's kind of a shoe-in, a lock, whatever you want to say, and she's going to run again, we're seeing. So why not take two that are untouchable in a state that's probably the leading producer of this stuff and start getting the federal folks to pay attention to this thing?
You know, it's again the same thing that was happening at the state level up until recently, and that is, you know, that inability to grow the spine. Honestly, that's what it is. Now, we did have...
Now, there are other body parts we could have used.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The easiest, yeah.
Not always, but anyway, the congressman, Jared Huffman, was here, and, you know, I asked him about that. We had a couple of meetings down in Garberville, and his take is that the more states take the kind of action that California, Colorado, Washington are taking, the more pressure there's going to be on the feds to take a close look at this. So that's what we're seeing right now, and he's
funny.
Willing to step
up. I saw some of those comments too, and my subtitle reading. The more states pass, the less risk we have.
Exactly.
It's not a career-ending move to support this.
Exactly.
Then I'll get the guts to be able to step forward when it's really, really safe.
Exactly. Exactly. You guys go out.
40 or
you
50 years.
Ahead. Yeah.
I know. How long is it going to take before Iowa and the cornfields or Nebraska and the wheat are going to say yeah?
And you have even the states that surround Colorado that are very upset because
Wyoming's getting drilled.
Yeah. So they're
and Western Nebraska also. Yeah, I've got buds in both, and they Yeah, it's almost as if some of the locations were set right on the state lines to mm-hmm. get even with fireworks sales for Wyoming mm-hmm. and for Nebraska just to kind of thumb their nose at them. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't realize this was supposed to be vindictive. I didn't realize that it was one right. state against another. I thought it was something else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you have that across the nation even to this day. Post-prohibition, you have dry counties, and you have businesses that do very well when they go right across the county line and go get their liquor on a Sunday.
California's got it. Smith River, mm-hmm. there are two or three liquor stores because the state sets the pricing in Oregon and Washington mm-hmm. to come down, and it's not an urban legend. Yeah. You'll see RVs pull in, and there are cases of booze that are wheeled, and they just turn around and head back north because of the price discrepancy. Yeah. I mean, it's the same concept,
mm-hmm.
you know, except, you know, we've got these things and special
honestly,
challenges with this particular.
Absolutely, especially since it is so uneven, and you have not only between the states or even between the counties, it'll be that way in California, but you also have it obviously between the local, state, and federal regulations, regulatory processes, laws, etc. So the big push now at the federal level will be, first of all, to deal with the banking aspects, and second of all, to deal with the scheduling of marijuana. Does it in fact belong as a Schedule I drug on the level of heroin and all of those? And that's a whole different argument, a big question
yeah.
for the feds.
When you were talking, I just jotted down a couple of things. I'm wondering where the Cancer Society is on legalization or FDA, mm-hmm. you know, what their involvement is going to be. You know, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, and now we're legalizing smoking with a different thing, mm-hmm. and everybody's jumping up and down excited about it.
And a big part of that is, you know, the realization of what happens with the vaporizing, you know,
e-cigarettes?
The e-cigarettes, because that's one of the big issues now, is that as damaging as cigarettes?
Rather than dealing with marijuana smoking, which is probably far more prevalent than
mm-hmm. Well, a lot of marijuana smokers make they make a liquid that goes in those, and they smoke it that way. In fact, that's how it's being smoked nowadays.
Oh, you cutting edge folks.
No,
where is the FDA in all of this discussion too? Because it's not just, and I use the wine industry as simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a vine, you stick it in the ground.
Right.
Okay, you got something green, boom, you stick it in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
FDA comes in and they make sure about toxic. They have all kinds of standards mm-hmm. they have to measure against, labeling, da 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 da. I've not heard anybody talk about regulation of THC.
Well, that is in the state legislature because the
levels and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, so that it's not just a joint or a pound. It's mm-hmm. what, you know, port versus near beer. I mean, there's a huge difference there.
Oh, huge. And you know, the more sophisticated the industry has become, the stronger the product has become. And there's, I mean, levels of THC that people in the 60s never would have dreamed of, you know. So I think that's a huge issue. Now, in this legislation passed by the state just on Friday, it will be the California FDA, CD, California FDA, California Food and Drug Administration, that will, in fact, have regulatory say over that. And they will be talking about levels of THC, CBDs, which don't have THC.
They're throwing GMOs, too. What the heck?
Oh, gosh. alphabet soup.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the fuel tax was something that kind of, I don't want to say get traction because that's almost a bad pun, but is out there trying to compensate local jurisdictions for the fuel tax that isn't coming in because of the higher efficiency vehicles that are being mandated by the federal government.
Yep.
How goofy is this?
Well, I'm actually going to go to a meeting today discussing that, the California Transportation Commission. We're going to, I don't know, I haven't really looked at any of the materials. I'm not a participant. I'm just there to see what's going to be discussed. But, you know, one of the things I talked about after the last CSAC meeting is that there's this possibility that it would be something along, they're looking at a VMT, vehicle miles traveled type of tax. So it doesn't matter how much gas you use, it's how many miles you drive. And that'll be very interesting to see if we can balance that out in terms of the impact of people that are sitting in the city. You know, maybe only traveling 5 miles, but burning a whole lot more gas and putting a whole bunch more carbon into the atmosphere than somebody going, you know, maybe
public
40 miles on a county road.
How about public transportation? We got all the buses in L.A. driving around.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing.
Exactly. And so it'll be very interesting to see how they can balance that out. And then also whether or not that would be something that would cross over if they actually do have something like that in Oregon, so it wouldn't be too difficult between Oregon and California. But what about California and Nevada, et cetera, et cetera?
Or businesses?
So, yeah, exactly. You know, to go back and forth.
Yeah, we can go back to our let's say produce. Be a little bit nicer with it. The produce guys that are hauling it all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to get hammered. I mean,
Yeah, it'll be very, very interesting to see how all of those things pan out. But right now, you know, we've got some big decisions that have to be made, and hopefully we'll do the right thing.
There seems to be a willingness to start to make some of these decisions.
I hope so. I'm a little concerned about the gas tax thing. I really want to keep an eye on that.
Just because you drive a big gas guzzler and you're going from...
Yeah.
All over the
county.
Not
exactly.
Go off to your meeting.
Okay,
thanks for
thank
coming
you.
By.
Thanks.
We've been talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. See you then.